Welcome to the OCR GCSE Psychology Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-critical topics in the whole specification, psychological explanations of criminality. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need: the theory, the evidence, the exam tips, and a quick-fire quiz at the end. So let's get started. First, a quick overview of what we're covering. OCR GCSE psychology asks you to understand and evaluate two main explanations for why people commit crime. The first is Eysenck's biological theory, which argues that criminal behavior is rooted in personality traits that are largely inherited. The second is social learning theory, which argues that criminal behavior is learned through observing and imitating others. These two theories sit at opposite ends of the nature versus nurture debate, and examiners absolutely love asking you to compare and evaluate them. So knowing both inside out is essential. Let's start with Eysenck's theory. Hans Eysenck was a German-British psychologist who proposed that personality could be measured along three dimensions. He called these the PEN model, and that acronym is your first memory hook: PEN, psychoticism, extroversion, and neuroticism. Let's break each one down. Psychoticism, the P, refers to traits like being aggressive, egocentric, cold, and antisocial. Someone who scores high on psychoticism tends to lack empathy and disregard social rules. Importantly, this does not mean they are psychotic in a clinical sense. That's one of the most common mistakes candidates make, and it will cost you marks. Psychoticism is a personality trait, not a mental illness. Extroversion, the E, refers to traits like being sensation-seeking, impulsive, and sociable. High extroverts are under-aroused by the reticular activating system, or RAS. The RAS is a part of the brain that regulates alertness and arousal. Because high extroverts have a naturally lower baseline of arousal, they seek out stimulating experiences, including risky or criminal behavior, to bring their arousal up to a comfortable level. This is the biological mechanism that links extroversion to crime. Examiners award marks specifically for explaining the RAS, so make sure you include it. Neuroticism. The N refers to traits like being anxious, moody, unpredictable, and emotionally unstable. High neurotics react strongly to stress and are harder to condition into following social norms. According to Eysenck, individuals who score high on all three dimensions, high P, high E, and high N, are most at risk of criminal behavior. The theory is biologically deterministic. It argues that these personality traits are largely inherited, meaning criminal tendencies are, to some extent, built into a person's biology. Now, here's a critical point for your evaluations. Eysenck's theory is supported by the key study you need to know, Heaven, 1996. Philip Heaven conducted a longitudinal study, meaning it followed participants over time, with a sample of over 800 adolescents. He found a significant positive correlation between high psychoticism scores and delinquent behavior. This is strong support for Eysenck's P dimension. However, and this is crucial for AO3 marks, Heaven found only a weak correlation between extroversion and delinquency. This partially undermines Eysenck's theory because if extroversion were a key predictor of crime, we'd expect a much stronger relationship. Also, Heaven found gender differences. The relationship between personality traits and delinquency was stronger for males than for females. Examiners specifically reward candidates who mention this gender difference. Now let's move on to social learning theory, or SLT. This theory was developed by Albert Bandura, and it argues that behavior, including criminal behavior, is learned through observation and imitation of role models, particularly when that behavior is reinforced. The key process in SLT is called vicarious reinforcement. This is when an observer sees a role model being rewarded for a behavior, which increases the likelihood that the observer will imitate that behavior. For example, if a young person observes an older peer gaining status and money through criminal activity, they are vicariously reinforced. They haven't been directly rewarded themselves, but they've seen the reward, and that motivates them. But SLT is more than just copying. This is the second major mistake candidates make, describing SLT as simply copying or imitation without mentioning the cognitive processes involved. Bandura identified four key cognitive processes that must occur for observational learning to lead to behavior. These are attention. The observer must pay attention to the role model. Retention, the observer must store the behavior in memory, motivation. The observer must want to reproduce the behavior, often because of vicarious reinforcement. And reproduction, the observer must have the physical and cognitive ability to perform the behavior. A helpful mnemonic here is arm R, attention, retention, motivation, reproduction. If any one of these stages breaks down, the behavior won't be learned. Bandura's famous Bobo doll study from 1961 provides experimental evidence for SLT. Children who observed an adult model behaving aggressively towards a Bobo doll were significantly more likely to imitate that aggression than children in a control group. This supports the idea that aggressive and antisocial behavior can be learned through observation. Now, how do you evaluate SLT? One strength is that it accounts for individual differences. Not everyone who observes criminal behavior goes on to commit crime, because the cognitive processes and motivation vary between individuals. This makes it more nuanced than iSync's purely biological approach. However, a limitation is that SLT is environmentally deterministic. It suggests that if you grow up in a criminal environment, you are likely to become criminal, which ignores the role of biological factors like genetics and brain structure. It also struggles to explain why some people raised in highly criminal environments never offend. Let's now talk about how to compare these two theories in an evaluation question. iSync's theory is biologically deterministic. It suggests criminal tendencies are largely fixed by your inherited personality. This has a pessimistic implication. If crime is in your biology, can it really be prevented? SLT, on the other hand, is more optimistic about rehabilitation. If criminal behavior is learned, it can theoretically be unlearned or prevented by changing the environment and role models a person is exposed to. Examiners reward this kind of comparative, evaluative point. Now, let's move into exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number one, getting the direction of the extroversion crime link wrong. High extroverts are under-aroused by the RAS, so they seek stimulation, including criminal behavior. Do not say introverts are more likely to commit crime due to under-arousal. Introverts are already over-aroused and avoid stimulation. It's extroverts who are under-aroused and seek it out. Mistake number two, describing SLT as just copying. Always mention the four cognitive processes: attention, retention, motivation, reproduction. Examiners will not award full marks without reference to these internal mental processes. Mistake number three, confusing psychoticism with psychosis. Psychoticism is a personality dimension on a spectrum. Psychosis is a clinical mental health condition involving a break from reality. They are completely different things. Mistake number four, forgetting the gender difference in Heaven's findings. Heaven found the personality delinquency link was stronger for males. This is a specific detail that earns AO3 marks. For command words, when you see describe, give two or three developed features with supporting detail. When you see explain, give a cause and explain the mechanism. How does it lead to the outcome? When you see evaluate or to what extent, you must present evidence on both sides and reach a clear, justified conclusion. Your conclusion must directly answer the question. Don't just summarize your essay. For 9-mark questions, use the structure. AO1, describe the theory accurately. AO2, apply it to a scenario or context. AO3, evaluate with evidence, including Heaven 1996. And always end with a conclusion that directly addresses the command word. The mark allocation for this paper is approximately AO1 at 30%, AO2 at 35%, and AO3 at 35%. This means evaluation and application are worth more than pure description. Don't just describe, always explain, apply, and evaluate. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what does PEN stand for in iSync's model? The answer is psychoticism, extroversion, neuroticism. Question two, what is the reticular activating system and how does it link to extroversion and crime? The RAS regulates arousal. High extroverts are under-aroused by the RAS, so they seek stimulation through risky or criminal behavior. Question three, what is vicarious reinforcement? It's when an observer sees a role model being rewarded for a behavior, which motivates the observer to imitate that behavior. Question four. Name the four cognitive processes in social learning theory. Attention, retention, motivation, reproduction. Remember, ARM, R. Question five. What did Heaven, 1996, find about psychoticism and delinquency? He found a significant positive correlation between high psychoticism scores and delinquent behavior, but only a weak correlation for extroversion. The link was stronger for males than females. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread those sections before your exam. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. Today, we covered two major psychological explanations of criminality. Ising's biological theory proposes that high scores on psychoticism, extroversion, and neuroticism, the Penn model, increase the likelihood of criminal behavior, with the ROS providing the biological mechanism for extroversion. Social learning theory proposes that criminal behavior is learned through observing and imitating role models, particularly through vicarious reinforcement, and requires the cognitive processes of attention, retention, motivation, and reproduction. The key study is Heaven, 1996, which supports psychoticism but only weakly supports extroversion and found stronger effects for males than females. In your exam, always describe accurately, apply to scenarios using the identify, explain, apply structure, and evaluate with specific evidence. Remember, examiners reward precision, names, dates, sample sizes, and specific findings all earn marks. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.